Welcome to Prophecy Today with your Bible teacher, Dr. Jimmy DeYoung. Our goal at Prophecy Today is to reach the world with the news that Jesus is returning soon and to encourage Christians to live a pure and productive life in light of His imminent return. Jimmy, tell us what we can expect from today's broadcast.
Jay, today we have a very exciting study from the book of Daniel as we look at God's plan through the ages. Daniel introduces a major personality that will be the powerful leader on this earth during the 7-year period of time called the Tribulation. This takes place after the rapture of the church. That satanically energized personality is the Antichrist. The Antichrist will start the clock ticking, actually, on the 7-year tribulation, according to Daniel chapter 9 and verse 27. This will all be a part of our study today. We'll also look at the 70 weeks of Daniel that predicted the crucifixion of Jesus and the time period that that event would happen. This is a very important study. I'm going to start where we stopped last time as we were looking at Daniel chapter 7 and Daniel's dream. Remember, Daniel had interpreted the dream of King Nebuchadnezzar, the head of the Babylonian Empire, and it laid out the times of the Gentiles. Daniel's dream is very similar but has different symbols. Last week, we looked at the first symbol, a winged lion that actually represented the Babylonian Empire, found there in Daniel chapter 7 and verse 4. Today, we'll start as we look at the bear with three ribs in its mouth. That's Daniel chapter 7, verse 5, and that's where we'll begin our study today.
Thank you, Jimmy. And now, our Bible teacher, Dr. Jimmy DeYoung.
The bear is the Medo-Persian Empire. They defeat the Babylonian Empire, who had defeated the Syrian Empire, who defeated the Egyptian Empire. And so the three ribs, the previous Gentile world powers, and that's this Medo-Persian Empire. Now notice the next one he sees here in his dream, and verse 6, "And after this I beheld, and lo, another like a leopard, which had upon the back of it four wings of a fowl, and the beast had also four heads, and dominion was given unto it." When we start putting things together, we know it's the Medo-Persian Empire. How do we know? Because that's over there in chapter 8. Didn't even touch the ground, this he-goat, with a horn between his eyes. And when he took on the ram, that horn was bursted up, and he had four horns on his forehead. The four wings, making him swift, the four heads, the four parts of the Grecian Empire after the death of Alexander the Great, north, south, east, and west. You get over to chapter 11 of Daniel, you see the kings who come to power in the north and the south, and we'll get back to that in just a moment. But look here at the next beast, verse 7. "And after this I saw in the night vision, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible and strong exceedingly, and it had great iron teeth, and it devoured and brake in pieces and stamped the residue with the feet of it, and it was diverse from all the beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns. 10 horns. What in the world is that talking about? You don't have to ask me. Go to chapter 7, verse 23. "Thus he said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon the earth." That makes it the Roman Empire, since we have the Babylonian, the Medo-Persian, the Grecian, and now the Roman Empire. So he's making a statement in verse 23, "The fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon the earth, which shall be diverse from all the kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, and shall tread it down and break it in pieces." Okay, and so it's going to devour the whole earth. No, wait a minute. Hold it. Time of Jesus. Roman Empire only controlled, the Mediterranean region. That's all it controlled. Never controlled the whole earth. The text says this empire, at one time in its existence, will control the whole earth. Look at the next verse, verse 24. "And the 10 horns out of this kingdom are 10 kings that shall arise, and another shall arise after them, and he shall be diverse from the first, and he shall subdue 3 of the kings. Well, that gives us some information, but keep reading. Verse 25, "And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints. great words against the Most High. Chapter 13, book of Revelation, a very important passage of Scripture on the Antichrist in three verses. Verses 3, 5, and 6 says, and he will blaspheme God. Speak blasphemy against God. I'll look over here in chapter 11 just a moment. Chapter 11 of the book of Daniel. Chapter 11, and notice what it says in verse 36, and this willful king shall do according to his will, and he shall exalt himself and magnify himself above every god, and he shall speak marvelous things against the God of gods. Blasphemy. You see, the Antichrist, we call him here the little horn in verse 8 of chapter 7. And out of these 10 horns comes the little horn. That's saying that this personality, this mighty ruler in a period of time yet in the future, is going to come out of this group of Roman government that has been revived to control the entire earth. And his name is Little Horn in chapter 7. In chapter 9, he's the prince that shall come, verse 26. In chapter 11, verse 36, he's the willful king. Over in Matthew chapter 24, Jesus Christ refers to him as the false Messiah. Paul talks about him in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 as the wicked one, the son of perdition, the man of sin. In Revelation 13, 1, he's the beast out of the sea. And in 1 John chapter 2, he's referred to by the name we know him best as Antichrist. And so out of this revival of the Roman Empire comes the Antichrist. Is there a possibility that we could see at least the infrastructure for the revival of this Roman Empire? Well, the answer is yes. Now, again, I'm not dealing in all of these areas. I mean, these at least are four messages I could give and go for an hour and a half or two on them. But may I suggest that what we're seeing come to place now is at least the infrastructure of the revived Roman Empire, and I would call it the European Union. Our Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, visiting with Catherine Ashton, the Chief of Foreign Policy for the European Union, said the most historic event she has seen in her lifetime happened in November of 2009. November the 3rd, every one of the 27 member states of the European Union ratified the Lisbon Treaty. On November the 19th, they put in place a leader, a man named Herman Van Rompuy. He was originally the Prime Minister of Belgium. He became the leader of the 27 member states. The European Union, and for the first time in history. That's what Hillary Clinton said. It was gelled together. She said, I've never seen anything more magnificent in all of history. And so the infrastructure is in place. And the text is telling us, out of this comes the Antichrist. Verse 24 of chapter 7 says, he will take control over 3 of the 10 and become powerful. The Antichrist coming on the scene. And so we see in chapter 2, the layout for the Gentile world powers. In chapter 7, we see now the leader in the last days for this revived Roman Empire coming into place. Go to chapter 9. Here's the next of the important prophetic passages in God's Word. Chapter 9 is a marvelous passage of Scripture. I almost say that about every piece of Scripture that I read, but chapter 9 is talking about Daniel, who is an amazing man before the Lord. Not one negative thing is ever said about Daniel. And God gives Daniel some very important information in chapter 9. It's the 70 weeks of Daniel. It's a plan for the Jewish people in a special place. Look at Daniel 9:24. Daniel 9:24. 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city. Now, I'm not going to read the rest of the passage, but it's key that you understand these things, these six things left there in verse 24 have to happen before the Lord sets up and establishes his kingdom. But it's talking about a 70-week period of time. It's 77s, better translated instead of 70 weeks. That's 490. It's talking about years in the context. Please excuse me for taking a shortcut. But it's talking about a 490-year period of time. And in the context, it says, this plan is going to be given to your people, upon thy people and your holy city. And the holy city, Nehemiah 11:2, is the city of Jerusalem. So it's a special plan for a special people in a very special place. And thus we see in shape the plan that God has for the Jews and the Gentiles in a period of time. From the time that the command was given to go forth and rebuild the walls of the city and the streets of the city, that command given by Artaxerxes to Nehemiah, Nehemiah chapter 2, until the time the Messiah would be cut off. I'm taking a shortcut. I'm reading verses 25 and 26 in my mind. From that time until this time, when Christ will be cut off, or the Messiah, it says, will be 69 of the 70 weeks. Will be 483 of the 490 years. Will be 173,880 days on the dot. That's why Jesus said, Luke chapter 19, verse 40, when he stood there on the Mount of Olives looking across the Kidron Valley at the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, he said as he wept uncontrollably, if you'd only read the book, Daniel 9, you'd have known I was to be here today. Not yesterday, not tomorrow, today. And then he went later to be crucified, to be cut off. That's what the text says. Look right here as we look at the scripture, verse 26, and after 62 weeks shall Messiah, HaMashiach, be cut off, but not for himself, and the people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary. Notice, this is a great verse to use with your Jewish friend to try to bring him to Christ. Whoever the Messiah was from their scriptures, from their ancient prophet, the Messiah had to be here before the city was destroyed and the temple devastated. That happened in 70 AD. Tell me who your candidate for Messiah is. It's locked in. Messiah had to be here before 70 AD. Now this is 483 of the 490 years, 69 of the 70 weeks, but that leaves one. Look at chapter 9, verse 27. Here's that tribulation period, times of the Gentiles, appearance of Antichrist, tribulation period, verse 7. And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. That 1 week is the 7-year period of time. The he here is the tyrant or the Antichrist with the 27 other names. I've given him another one, the tyrant. And a treaty is involved. Past history all the way to the rapture of the church. That's what this represents, the rapture. Jesus shouts, archangel shouts, trumpet God sounds, we're out of here. And then a 7-year period of time after the rapture up until, let this represent the second coming, the return of Jesus Christ. 1,000-year period of time over here to the great white throne judgment and then eternity future. The rapture of the church and the 7-year period of time. This is the 70th week of Daniel. Chapter 9, verse 27 says there are two ingredients in this 70th week. In fact, what happens here in this 70th week, according to the prophecy, is two things happen and the 7 years begin. What are they? A tyrant appears. And then the text says, and he confirms a covenant, a treaty, for how long? 1 week. 7 years. That's what he's talking about. The tyrant. Is the tyrant alive?
That is a very important question that must be answered. If we are near to the time of the rapture, then the tyrant, the Antichrist, must be alive on this earth. The truth is that a personality on the earth which Satan will energize and give his seat of authority and his power has been alive in each of the past generations. Next week, we'll continue our study in Daniel and we'll go more in depth in our study of the Antichrist. Right now, here's Jay to tell you how you can get your copy of this week's study.
Thank you, Jimmy. We'll definitely be looking forward to next week's study. By the way, if you're interested in purchasing your copy of this week's study, you can visit our website at prophecytoday.com or call our toll-free number at 8-PROPHECY-8. That's 877-674-3298. You've been listening to Prophecy Today with Dr. Jimmy DeYoung. We trust that you have enjoyed this time in God's prophetic word and that Jimmy's teaching has been beneficial for you. Once again, to get a copy of today's broadcast, visit our website at prophecytoday.com. Remember, Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...